Joining me for today's session of the Year of the Woman is Joanna Ward. She composed the music and produced Hunger, which is showing at the Paradise Green in the Vaults, and it is a feminist opera. Joanna, welcome. Thank you for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Just for, I mean, there are so many different shows that come through the Fringe every year. Comedy, musicals, plays. Yours is a feminist opera. Talk us through how an opera is different from a normal theatre piece you might go see.
So I think what makes an opera so different partly is that it has the music, which helps to tell the story in a really different way to a musical or just a show that has music accompanying it. It's been crafted in a probably quite a long process, often along with the libretto, which is the words in an opera. And it really, especially in the case of Hunger, which was composed by me, it really uses music to help create the atmosphere and to help put across the message, I suppose.
And how did you start with the idea and the concept? How long has it been in the process for?
So it's actually about this time last year that I applied to a scheme run by Helios Collective, which is a London-based opera company, to make an opera. And we had to kind of apply with a concept and a librettist and a composer team. So I applied to that with my librettist and we kind of came up with we floated a few different ideas, but this one seemed like something we could really work with.
It's a feminist story about, an artist, dare I say, a female artist, yes, struggling to get back into work after having children and becoming a mother. What made you decide to tell this story through opera and not through another form of art?
Well, I suppose, you know, when you say it like that, which is kind of definitely how it can be interpreted and what it is in a way, it's just, you know, it wouldn't stand out. It wouldn't be something being told in a kind of special or interesting way. It could just be another piece of theatre, but I think it's kind of short form and its compact nature means that it really lends itself to the medium of opera and to kind of being told in this kind of artificial, kind of showcased and crafted way.
What drew you to this specific story? Was it from personal life experience, something you read, watched, another female story?
No, it wasn't from anything specific. It was just like generally feminism and just women's rights and women's struggles and women's opinions being voiced is something that is just so important to me in my work and is there implicitly or in the background in everything I make. And then I suppose opera is kind of the most explicit that classical composing gets. So when I was doing an opera, it just made so much sense to do a story like this.
And how long have you been working within the operatics?
This is my first opera. I've written quite a lot of vocal music before this and quite a lot of instrumental music. And I guess this is just a combination of the two with the narrative put on top. But yeah, this is my first opera.
Now, there are millions of audience members and spectators that come through Edinburgh Fringe every year. Some of them might be looking for something different and have never experienced opera before, don't really know what it is. How would you sell your show, Hunger, as an opera to people who don't have a previous concept of opera?
So there's a few things I would say. I'd say it's different to the kind of pale, male and stale, old-fashioned opera stereotype that you might have, so throw that out the window for a start and don't let that put you off. And then I'd also say that it really will be something unique in your Fringe experience. You know, when I've been flying, I've been saying you might get 100 flyers for improvised comedy by a solo man today, but you're only going to get one for feminist opera. And it really just is something that's worth taking a punt on and worth coming to see, because I think everyone kind of has an interesting time regardless of whether they love it or they don't like it.
And this is why my blog is the Year of the Woman this year, because we're highlighting and celebrating the female work that is here. So thank you for that. I have a few quickfire questions that I've been asking every woman who I interview. So I'm going to fire 3 questions at you and then you just give the first answer that comes into your head. If you could give the 15-year-old you one piece of advice, what would it be?
I guess believe in yourself and embrace your feminism and be strong, because I really didn't come into it until I got to uni, and I wish that I had been more vocal and more loud and proud about it before then.
What do you wish is the one piece of advice you wish you'd have been given about the fringe instead of having to learn it the hard way?
Get organized really ahead of time. I've been had quite a frantic last week, and I wish I'd been more organized in terms of press stuff. That just was a complete learning curve. I had no idea what I was doing, and props and kind of everything. It would have been great to have done ages ago.
And finally, if you could trade shows with any other female artist at the Fringe this year, who would it be and why?
I don't know. I'd quite like to be Jessie Cave, so like that would be quite a fun one to do. I think she's really inspirational and I love her comics and is really funny, and I can't get to see her because she's sold out, but I think that would be pretty fun.
Joanna, thank you for speaking with me. Hunger is on at Paradise Green in the Vaults every day until the 11th.